Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you. And the following short evangelistic gospel message is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, and that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement and so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace, that is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. The following reading is entitled, When the Day Star Rises in Our Hearts. When God moves in the experience of His chosen and redeemed people, He brings to them a revelation of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. He brings to them and comforts them, or confronts them, rather, with the true gospel of their eternal salvation. He brings this truth into their minds and souls as light coming into darkness. He gives the gift of faith to believe His truth and regard it above every other authority, be it devil or man. Believing the true gospel, He gives the gift of repentance, brings them to hate every false way, and causes them to acknowledge His truth that they see in His word. This is much like it is when we see the sun rising in the morning, bringing light into the darkness of night and causing it to flee away. The sun does not rise and all the light does not come at once. We begin to see that Christ is the light and are enlightened more and more that salvation is all of God, all of grace, all in Christ, and all according to the Scriptures. The bright beams of this truth comes to our once blinded eyes with certain pains. We find out that many things we have always accepted about God are not true. God is not who we once thought He was or as we thought He was. We are not who or what we thought we were. Christ is not who we thought He was, nor did He do what we thought He did. Instead of making all savable, He actually saved His people from their sins. The truth is, He finished their salvation. He is all. Instead of making all... The truth is, He finished their salvation. He is all. We are perplexed at the first of all this, as light first blinds our eyes. But as we hear His word preached, study our Bibles for ourselves, God makes this light to be pleasant to our souls and makes us rejoice in this light as one who basks in the warmth of the sun. This is what the Apostle Peter is saying in 2 Peter 1. He tells us that the revelation of the Spirit of God through the gospel of Christ is more sure than to have seen Him with the natural eye or hear Him speak with His mouth, which he and others did. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to Him from the excellent glory. This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with Him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation, For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1, verses 16 through 21. The Spirit God uses the Scripture and brings light to the elect, like the sun rising by degrees in the morning. The day star is the sun, and the Lord Jesus Christ is that sun. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. Malachi 4:2. At the first, we have many questions, many things we cannot reconcile in our feeble minds, many things in which we lack understanding in the things of Christ. But the Son, S-U-N, / Son, S-O-N, continues to rise in our hearts, revealing the glory of God in the person and work of Christ, and warming and lightening our hearts. It is as Paul says to God's people, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Ephesians 5:8, and also please see 2 Corinthians 4:6. This is because God's grace to us, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." See 2 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 6. And God's people say amen and thank you, Lord God, for that. And that message was from preacher Gary Shepherd. A reading from Titus 2:10. "Adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things." Contrary to what people in religion think, doctrine is not a word to be fearful of, or one to be avoided. Doctrine simply means that which is taught or instruction. Bible doctrine, then, is the teaching of our Lord. I've heard men say, "I do not preach doctrine, I just preach Jesus." What a foolish statement. How can you preach the Lord Jesus and refrain from proclaiming his teaching? The Lord commanded his doctrine in Deuteronomy 32, verses 2 and 3, when he said, "My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord, ascribe ye greatness unto our God." What then is the doctrine of God our Savior? It is the teaching concerning the sovereignty of his grace and mercy. It is the instruction of his person. He is the eternal Son of God, and he is that one of whom it is written, "The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." It is the doctrine of his successful work of salvation. By his sinless life, he answered the requirements of God as the perfect man. "Be ye holy, for I am holy." And by his substitutionary death, he satisfied the demands of a broken law for all of his people. The law thundered out, "The soul that sinneth shall die." So Christ died to put away the sins of his people, thereby honoring divine justice. God's doctrine is the message of Christ's resurrection, which proved the work which the Father gave him to do to save his people was finished, to the Father's perfect satisfaction. When Christ ascended, he sat down upon the throne of God, where he governs all things and represents his people as high priest, advocate, and mediator. His teaching also includes his session now as the King and Governor of the universe, who is working all things together for the good of his people. In addition, doctrine is that glorious truth that someday he will return in power and great glory, and there will be a resurrection of both the just and the unjust. The wicked shall be cast away, and the righteous shall dwell with the Savior and worship him forever and ever. There can be no true gospel preaching apart from a man declaring the doctrine of our Lord. Be mindful that the words of the text were addressed to servants, most of whom toiled for unbelieving masters. The slaves were to labor diligently so that their lives would reflect favorably upon the gospel of Christ. Their unbelieving masters would see a difference in those who believed the gospel and those who did not. They would discover that the believing servants were more obedient, hardworking, submissive, humble, faithful, and diligent in their places than those who did not profess Christ. If we would adorn the doctrine, we must preach the truth of Christ and conduct ourselves in such a way as to magnify His name in all things. Our message and conduct ought to be consistent with the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Brethren, let us remember whose children we are and be mindful that wherever we go, our lives reflect positively or negatively upon the gospel we profess to believe. May the Holy Spirit enable us to glorify the Lord in that which we say and do, and thereby adorn the doctrine of God our Savior. And now, a reading from Psalm 37, verses 1 through 19. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Amen. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. And the Master says in Matthew 11:28-30, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken his sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children from around the world to his only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu. Bless his holy name. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Tom. Also of interest, I would love to hear what part of the world you're from and anything you want to talk about. I would look forward to writing you back. One more time, that address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!